The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Our subject is going to be more birds. This is kind of an update. We talked about this. I think we've talked about this at least on two segments, and this just keeps, it's an evolving situation. It's a developing situation. So this is kind of an update on this, but I'm going to give you some new information on this. Maybe perhaps this is your first time hearing this, but birds are dying. And I want to show you why this could be a recipe for disaster. Let me give you this article that we shared on our main website today on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not yet bookmarked the site, please go do that, because a lot of our talking points, I'd say probably all of our talking points, are going to come from our main website. And here's the article that we posted today: mysterious plague that has killed countless birds across 9 states, and I think that number has increased now, has just taken a turn for worse. So let's talk about that right now. Large numbers of birds are dropping dead from a, quote, mysterious disease throughout much of the eastern half of the country, and scientists are still bewildered and have absolutely no idea why this is happening. According to this report, by the way, Michael Snyder, I want to give him credit for this. He put this together, but he pulled from different sources. So again, we want to give credit to him. And you can find him at economiccollapseblog.com and themostimportantnews.com. I encourage you, he keeps up with a lot of articles as well. Scientists still have absolutely no idea why this is happening. They have tested dead birds for a whole host of known illnesses, but all the tests have come back revealing an unknown cause. So they still, the source of this mysterious disease, this plague, they don't know where it's coming from. We're being told that a lot of the affected birds appear to develop neurological problems, and many of these birds go completely blind before they actually die. Now listen to this: the mysterious disease or this illness has spread to more states. This is the update of this. As of right now, the list of infected areas are, and I'm willing to bet that probably those who are watching this today in the United States of America, you have probably heard about this, and this is probably impacting your state. Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, Kentucky, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. Again, these are all the states now that are reporting this. Originally, when this first started, there was only like 3 states that was reporting this, and they were finding these birds, and then it increased to, I think it was 5 states, and then it went to 7 states, and now it just keeps increasing. Authorities are unable to find a solution or a cause of what's going on. So the question is, will this eventually, will this eventually spread across the entire nation? Will it go overseas and go into Europe or Australia or Ireland? Where, I mean, is it going to go? Is it going to go global? Even the official USGS website has even acknowledged this. And I want to read this to you. Quote, in late May, wildfire managers in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky began receiving reports of sick and dying birds with eye swelling and crusty discharge, as well as neurological signs. More recently, additional reports have been received from Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. While the majority of affected birds are reported to be fledging common grackles, blue jays, European starlings, and American robins, other species of songbirds have been reported as well. As of yet, there has been no definitive causes of illness or death that has been determined at this time. No human health or domestic livestock and poultry issues have also been reported. So in other words, they're saying whatever's going on and it's infecting these birds, as of now, they don't see it spreading to humans or other domestic animals or livestock. I want to read on here. One of the Natural Resource Management Agencies went on to report that with each passing day, more birds are going blind and more birds are dying. Did you hear that again? Listen to that again. This is a report, guys. This is an official report. With each passing day, more birds are going blind and more birds are dying. The report went on to say that birds that have been discovered are lethargic. They're unable to keep their balance. They are blinded by crusty, oozing patches that have grown over their eyes. Now, this is very alarming. And I want to show you, when I was putting this together, I pulled up this is an article written by Timothy Martinez Jr. So we want to give him credit here. And this is the name of this article. Quote, "What would a world without birds look like?" Now you say, well, hold on now. That's a little extreme. Are you implying that all the birds of the world are going to die? No, I'm not implying that. But I want to show you what would happen. This is a what if hypothesis, a scenario if all the birds that we have come common, that has been common to us from all of humanity, we dwell together in this world with these birds, and we put bird feeders up, we put bird baths up, we like to watch them, people adore them, they love them. But there's a purpose from, listen to this, according to what he wrote, he said, and I'm just going to pull out some highlights here, not all of this, quote, "It is estimated that insects consume up to 10% of industrialized nations, crops, and up to 25% of a developing nation's gross national product. Without the widespread hunting of insect-eating birds like bluebirds, wrens, and chickadees, these numbers could expand exponentially." Now listen to this next part. "Ultimately, driving food prices through the roof." My goodness, that's all we need, right? Right now, in case you haven't been paying attention, we're seeing inflation because of all kinds of things. Crops have been infected, and I'm going to talk about that later. So let me read a little bit more of this and we'll get back to that. Again, without birds, then these numbers could expand exponentially, ultimately driving food prices through the roof. Again, why? Because insects can cause and wreak havoc on crops and farmers and farmland and produce, and thus causing food prices to go through the roof. Now let's read on here. "Most animals that eat birds like weasels, spiders, wildcats, snakes, and others would have to adapt and may struggle to even thrive because they're losing a major source of food for them. It's the food chain, the ecosystem. Another aspect of the environment that will be rocked to the core would be the flora. Many, listen to this, many species of plants depend on birds to pollinate flowers, spread seed, and eat pests. If there's no birds, countless plant species would also die off, and this would be, quote, this could have unforeseeable cascading effects that significantly impact us, the loss of plant species could absolutely, quote, devastate ecosystems. Remember, I don't know if many of you remember this, but there was a great concern at one time that the bee pollination was dying off. Something was causing bees to drop dead. They were finding whole hives, just all the bees wiped out and dying, European bees. And this had scientists concerned. This had experts concerned for this very reason that I'm telling you today about the birds. Because again, there's a reason and a purpose for every one of God's creations. Even the cicadas have a purpose. Even the wasp and the fleas and the spiders. I don't understand some of these insects and why they have a purpose, but there's a reason that God put them here. And if they disappear, if they are eliminated and they're removed from the equation, it's going to spell disastrous results. Now, why is this important? I want to show you this. I want to show you why this is so important and why we need to be paying attention to this. And this could be a recipe for disaster. Currently, right now, as we speak right now, we have got three major crises on our hands. Among other things, we're not even talking about the moral dilemma. We're not even talking about social dilemmas here. I'm just talking about three major issues. I want to put this screen up here and I want to talk to you for a moment. Supermarkets right now are feverishly stockpiling food, and even the Wall Street Journal is reporting that they are doing this in anticipation, listen to this, of the highest price increases in recent memory. Supermarkets are stockpiling and stocking up on everything from sugar to frozen meat before they get more pricey, girding for what some executives are anticipating will be some of the highest price increases in recent memory. So you've got that going on. Then we've got the mega drought that is continuing in the West and showing no relief. In fact, it's gotten so bad that water levels in the Great Salt Lake is expected to hit the lowest level in 170 years. As a result of this, there's not enough water, and many farmers are having to dramatically reduce the amount of crops that they are growing as we speak. So you've got all this going on. And then the combination of the drought, the water shortages, and the climate, it has produced plagues of grasshoppers that is also wreaking havoc on farmers in the Western United States of America. In fact, in some areas, these swarms of grasshoppers were so great that they were even appearing on national radar. We posted about this. We put it on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You could see the article there. We put up, it showed the radar, and they were showing up. They were so large, just like the locusts in the Mideast were having to deal with these plagues and pestilences here in America. And you say, well, what's this got to do with birds dropping dead? Guys, listen, if we keep losing birds, if the birds keep dying and it spreads to another state and spreads to another state and it spreads to, and God forbid that it makes the jump and this thing ends up going global and birds just stop dying everywhere. I just read to you a hypothesis of what would happen if the bird population decreased dramatically. We've got a two front scenario already cascading with what's already happening. It would increase the catastrophic dilemma that farmers are dealing with. And you, if we think inflation is high now, it would go even higher because of crop failures, because insects would, like these grasshoppers and mosquitoes and Japanese beetles and other plant-eating insects that these birds usually consume, they would not be there to do that. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. If we think that pesticides and all this is going to take care of it, then we're going to produce an even greater problem, because you're going to get all kinds of people dropping dead from cancer, from herbicides and pesticides and so on and so forth. So, but I want to show you, I want to pull up a screen here, because there's something even great. There's even a greater concern, at least for me, and I believe the discerning will pick this up. I want to read to you a scripture out of the book of Hosea. This was prophesied by the prophet Hosea, and he tells you in this word, in Hosea chapter 4, verses 2 through 3, he said, because of the sins of the land, listen to me now, because of the sins of the land, the beast of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea would be taken away. Let me read this. By swearing, lying, killing, stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Could this be judgment? Before you write me off and saying that's extreme or fanatical, I'll remind you, as of this day of July 8th, 2021, these experts that we pay a lot of money to do this research and inspections and so on and so forth have no answer to what is killing the birds of the air that are dropping dead and going blind in at least 9 to 12 states and spreading across America. And that doesn't even mention why are fish dying and washing ashore off the coast of California. They're trying to crack that mystery. They can't figure it out. They have no answers. They're bewildered. They're baffled. They're searching for answers to this. So before you write this preacher off as a fearmonger or a conspiracy theorist, because I would even imply that it could be that the land itself is groaning and mourning because of the continual sins upon sins of bloodshed and no restraint of wickedness and immorality and abominations upon the land. And again, the reason why I'm reporting this tonight is this is just another thing that you need to write down on your prayer list. Take out your notebook, take out a phone, your tablet, and wherever you have your list of what you're praying about every single day, you need to be praying about this. We need to be praying. This is a serious situation. And if this is judgment from God, two things before I close. One, unless the people repent. And I want to remind you, it starts with the church. Then there'll be no healing of the land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their sins and their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and then I will heal their land. If the land is wasting away because of the wickedness that is being cast upon it, then the only way healing can come is a genuine revival of repentance that has to come first from the church. Now, second part, if there's not a revival of repentance that starts with the church and trickles down through the world outside of the church, then this is only going to increase and it's only going to get worse and not better. I know some of y'all, that's a hard pill to swallow. I know some of y'all don't believe that because your preacher never talks like this. Your pastor never preaches on this because most of them don't even open the Old Testament because they don't even think it's relative or relevant to today. So they've wrote it off and they marked it off. And doing so, they have removed all kinds of warnings and prophecy that is yet to come to pass. And I'll remind you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if nations perished because of abominations and unrepented sins and wickedness, then America, great America, is no different. We are subject to judgment, correction, and all of the above. But I don't want to leave it with gloom and doom, as you would probably mark me off as a gloom and doom prophet. I want to give you a redemptive message, and that is, if my people, which are called by my name, come on, it's up to us, God, it's up to the church first. So here's how we're going to close this thing today. We as the church are going to pray because ultimately the buck stops with us. What does it say in the Word of God? Judgment begins where? In the house of God. It's in our hands, guys. We have to repent. Listen, we can't expect God to heal the land because of the bloodshed, immorality, abominations, wickedness, lying, adultery, and all these things if the church is willfully committing them themselves. If we're committing fornication, we're committing abominations, we are committing bloodshed. We may not be out there taking people's lives with swords or guns or weapons, but we're cutting down one another, tearing down one another through sowing discord, destroying each other, turning a blind eye to what's going on in the church, advocating things in the church, promoting things behind the pulpits, promoting things in the churches. Are you listening to me today? So we're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for this word today. I know it's a strong word, but Lord, you've called us to exhort, edify, and rebuke. Lord, we know that watchmen are called to be on the wall, and when they see things and they foresee things coming, they sound the alarm, they sound the trumpet. And that's what we're doing today. We're sounding the alarm. We're seeing these things, even though the mainstream media may sweep this under the rug, they may cover this up, and they may keep people in the dark about this. Lord, we are called sons of the light. We're not called to be in darkness, but we are called to know and understand the times and the seasons in which we're in, so we know how to effectively pray. And Lord, so we pray together. We come together in unity. Where there are two or more gathered in my name, there you are in the midst of us. And Lord, we pray today. We repent today. We repent of these abominations, God. Lord, if our hands are guilty of abominations and wickedness and these things that is causing the land to mourn. Father, we ask that we would begin today with repenting on the behalf of the church. Forgive us for not, Lord, being the church, for being the salt. Forgive us for not being light. Forgive us for not preaching for men to turn from these things. And instead, we adhere to these things, that we We put our stamp of approval on these things. Lord, forgive us of doing this today. Help us to be what you've called us to be. You said the church is to expose evil deeds. We are to bring to light those things which are in darkness. And we are to shout from the rooftops those things that are hidden and to be made manifest in the light. So, Lord, I thank you today that we as the church, Lord, I pray that we come back to that place where, Lord, we are grieved by the sins of the land. Lord, that we are grieved by the wickedness. We're grieved by the abominations. We're grieved by the bloodshed. We're grieved by the division, the discord, and the strife. We are grieved by the conditions of the nation. Lord, forgive us if we have been dried-eyed and not weeping over souls that are perishing day after day after day, and they're lost and going to hell. Because we've entertained ourselves and we've fattened ourselves with entertainment. Lord, forgive us. God, put a weeping spirit on us. Lord, you said in the Word of God that, Lord, that there is a time to weep. You even said, call for the intercessors. Call them to begin to weep and to cry out, Lord. Lord, I ask that there'd be a remnant that would cry out in the midst, Lord, that we would be that we would make up the hedge, Lord, that we would travail as the church for the conditions of our land and our nation. And Lord, so that our nation can be healed, that healing would come, and that you would restore and revive in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Everybody said amen and amen. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, that's where you're going to find us. You can see our main website right there on the screen right before you. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not bookmarked our site, or if you've not subscribed yet, we want to encourage you to do that so you can keep up with this, keep up what we're doing. Do not rely on social media outlets. We've said this over and over again because things are changing. If you've not downloaded our free app, please go do that right now. Go on Apple, go on Android, whatever device you have. You can type in End Time Headlines, get that app into your hands, get it in, and you can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Push yes to push notifications. You're going to get our podcasts. You're going to get our videos. Everything will be there right there on the app. And again, did I mention it's free? It is free for you to download. Again, we always want to encourage you, if you have not yet partnered with End Time Headlines, we want to pray that you would prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner to help us remain strong and not rely on, listen, and I'm not, we're not slamming other ministries. A lot of ministries have to sell. They, in order for them to stay afloat, they have to sell books. They're pressured to sell books, merchandise, CDs, their messages, et cetera, et cetera. We don't want to do that. We want to make the message of the gospel free for anyone and everyone that is available. Absolutely free. Freely we receive, freely we give. But does it cost money to operate the ministry? Absolutely. And that's where we rely on partners. So listen, you may be watching, you say, well, Brother Ricky, I cannot afford to give nothing. Then that's okay. There's no condemnation. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be blessed. We want you to enjoy the ministry and be blessed by it. But if you've been blessed by the Lord, you know who you are, and you've been blessed by this ministry, equipped, encouraged, edified, informed of what's going on in this world, and the Spirit of God is dealing with you to partner with us, we want you to be obedient, and you can do that either one or two ways. You can either give electronically by the app or by through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can do that making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, guys, God bless you. Thank you. I know that we were not going to come on here today. We typically don't come on here 2 days back to back. But this was something that I felt like we should talk about and discuss. And that's why we wanted to do this. Listen, we're going to be back on here tomorrow, Lord willing. I've got a word of encouragement and exhortation that I want to give you tomorrow. So be looking for that. We'll be again broadcasting live on Facebook. If you don't follow us on Facebook, we are on Facebook. Listen, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're even on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on all these other social media alternative outlets too. We're on Parler, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Telegram, we're everywhere. ETH is all over the place. We have enlarged our borders and our territory. So I want to encourage you real quick before we get off here. If you're on any one of those social media outlets, please go and find us and follow us on one of them or all of them. And you can keep up with what we're doing. If you're watching this by YouTube, again, don't forget to hit the bell, hit the subscribe button, be notified of when we go live, when these things are coming up, and keep up with this. If you're watching by Facebook Live, again, thank you for watching today. If this is your first time joining us, as always, please let us know where you're joining us from and that it's your first time. And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we thank you for your support and coming on, listening to what we have to say. So God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.